today. Come, Lord Jesus, come to us with your new ways of seeing and understanding what is commonplace and has always been this way. Come, Lord Jesus, and illumine our lives. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 6. Arise, your light has come. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurse's arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Herein is wisdom. Thanks be to God.
And these words from the Gospel according to Mark, the baptism of Jesus. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And then the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness. Herein is good news. Arise, shine. Your light has come. On this Epiphany Sunday, it's like the words of Isaiah are saying to us Christians, okay, you have passed through Advent and lit the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love in anticipation of the celebrated birth of Jesus. You have gathered on Christmas Eve and lit more candles and proclaimed the light of God that even the darkness cannot put out. You have gathered around the manger and pondered the mystery of God's incarnation, of being born in the baby Jesus, and how amazing that is, remembering, of course, that it's the tradition's way of inviting you to be aware that you are also the embodiment of God's presence, the hands and feet of Christ. Then, if your household is like mine, we collapsed into the week between Christmas and New Year's, perhaps still frantically working the kitchen, cleaning, traveling, eating and drinking, enjoying family time. And then we land on Epiphany with Isaiah's words. It's as if the prophet is wondering, okay, you have done all of that. Now, what are you going to do about it? Arise, shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Lift up your eyes and look around. This is how today's passage begins. The prophet's words are compelling because the built-in good news and hope is infused throughout all the land and all the people and all the camels and all the nations. The words of Isaiah 60 arise after a desperate time of exile and separation from home. Written in the 6th, 7th century BCE, Isaiah's people are returning home to a broken land, damaged by war and conflict, and facing the challenges of rebuilding their lives. Where there was once no hope, especially in the preceding chapters of 58 and 59, Isaiah 60 begins abruptly with a massive proclamation of light and hope for all people, all nations, and all camels. Totally fascinated by that. Which I believe is Isaiah's way of saying all creatures and all creation. For me, the text evokes the feeling I have when the temperature rises above minus 10 for the first time in a while. I can move again. I can venture safely outside. I can continue with the errands and tasks I have before me. I can live more normally. Arise, your light has come. The sun is up. Things are warming up. The glory of the Lord rising upon us. Lift up your eyes. Look around, says Isaiah. Well, this is an awesome text post-Christmas. I think it would be even more fun to read this text on Groundhog Day. Imagining the returning light, this little creature poking his head up or her head up out of the snow, coming out of hibernation as we drift out of winter's cold and embrace the spring light. But let's not get too far from the point. That was just an image I had. I believe that Isaiah's images and Isaiah's words are intended to help us bask in God's light of hope and promise and vision. Our light has come. The prophet's invitation to lift up our eyes and look around is evocative. Now, this is especially significant for our congregation. We have weathered the past 5 years of our own version of exile and return home post-disaster. We have suffered emotional losses, material losses, human losses, and physical losses, to be sure. We are finding our way home from this exile to a new kind of normalcy, however we understand that. And now, in this season of Epiphany, the season when the tradition remembers and points to God's revelation in the newborn Christ, we enter God's light arising and shining upon us. It's the time when we move more deeply and intentionally into our spiritual identity as God's people, living our faith and compassion in community as a congregation. It's the time when we own what we say and do. It's the time when we proclaim it and reconstitute ourselves for a life in mission and ministry together. We invite all of us together creativity. We invite workarounds when we face challenges. We band together and walk alongside each other because we love one another and the wider community around us. As one preacher said, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. But Jesus also says, you are the light of the world. I'm more convinced than ever that God's light upon us and us reflecting God's light in the world is what we are to be about. We are a beacon of hope for each other and the world around us. It's important that we be mindful of that as we continue our journey. This mustn't be idle time. Instead, it's time for reconfiguring, reimagining, reworking, rebuilding, renewing, recovering, and reflecting upon who we are as God's people and what the future is that we want. In fact, a dear colleague of mine says, mission and ministry is not about what we have. It's about what we want, what we desire. That's how we determine the resources we need and plan for the next number of years. That's why we bother. We are living through interesting, challenging, and disturbing times. We might feel worried, discouraged, afraid, and distracted by scarcity and lack, which together all tend to focus our energy inward. It happens to me too, especially about 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. But recently, the rising sun reminds me that God's light has come. My energy has to go for God's promises of abundance, love, compassion, and doing whatever I can as an embodiment of God's Spirit, proclaiming hope and being a little beacon of light. I believe that is the wild invitation from Isaiah. It's an amazingly powerful light that serves as a beacon for all people, all nations, and all camels. This light is upon us. It's not a small thing, and it's not just nice. It's a powerful, beckoning light that holds promise and hope and vision. Reconciliation, peace, compassion, and more. The invitation, no, the urging, is to embrace this light that is upon us, to remember it, to welcome it, to live in it. And so says the prophet, arise, your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Lift up your eyes. Look around. Amen.